Mob Mentality Show, where we discuss all things Agile from the mob programming perspective. And we are your hosts. I'm Austin Chadwick, and this is
Chris Lucian. How you doing?
And we're picking up where we left off last time, and thankfully we have a Kanban board to help keep us honest here. Yep. So last time we talked about the mobber, driver, navigator, and anthropologist. Mm-hmm. And what do you think about picking up next, Chris?
So we talked a lot about the navigator last time, and so I think navigating the navigator is an important topic to discuss. In the game, it's called the Rear Admiral. So maybe you can give us a short intro of that, and then we can talk about it.
Yeah, and actually, I might kick it off starting with almost an anti-pattern in the navigator role. So what can happen is if you can end up navigating too much. So ideally, everyone in the mob should be navigating around the same time, because really things work the best when everyone is contributing, right? And one thing you can do is, if you find yourself navigating too much, is to look for ways to be to navigate the navigator. And so the idea here is that instead of you telling the driver what to do, you're going to tell someone else in the mob to tell the driver what to do, essentially. And so the first thing that comes to mind, if you wanted to try this, be like, "Hey, I've been navigating. Let's try an experiment here. I'm gonna, we got Bob at the keyboard here, and we got Rosie navigating. I'm gonna whisper to Rosie everything to tell Bob, mm-hmm. Essentially. And what else comes to mind to you, for Chris?
Yeah, I have a pretty good story around this. I think the way that this evolved was when I was first mobbing, we basically had none of these anti-patterns that existed. And so I was actually coming home every day and telling my wife that my voice was starting to hurt, and I was essentially talking all day every day. And I realized that I had gotten myself into a situation where I was just navigating all the time. And this was a point where the team was leveling up their skills on the model view controller pattern and things along those lines. And what slowly kind of became evident was that I need to make something more sustainable. And so I'd get quiet at home because I was tired of talking at work and things like that. So I had
Does your wife appreciate that?
Well, maybe or maybe not. It had some side effects. But in reality, she wanted me to obviously talk more than I was, and not be all stoic and quiet. And so, what ended up happening was, I kind of surveyed the mob that I was on, and basically, looked at the different areas for promising movement in that area. And basically I spent a lot of my time at that point trying to figure out ways to mentor, to people to navigate more. And we did a couple of things that were really interesting. One of them was navigating the navigator. And that was me basically whispering to the members of the team what they should be navigating, because it's really hard to talk in front of a group, especially of your peers, and especially in a situation where you're not necessarily used to it, doing things like navigating. And so people that might be natural navigators don't realize that people around you might be struggling and just deferring to you all the time, in which case then the level of navigation gets disrupted. And so what you want to do is pay attention to that. And basically, if you have four people on a mob, then you want to essentially all be speaking about 25% of the time. And that might mean that you need to help people learn how to say these things. So another thing that came out of it was exercises on things that people on the team weren't totally internalizing. And what we did was things like we did something called 12 Days of Index, which is model view controller. And we would basically start over every day and do a toy problem of navigating all the way through. And it was just a navigation practice, but it was navigating the same thing over and over again. And everybody had to understand how to navigate that key thing that we did. And it was essentially a RESTful service call that had that returned a web page and with some data in it. And so just from the ground up, doing that over and over again, that ended up really helping get the navigation leveled out across the team.
And that's great, because I guess I haven't really thought of code katas in that way before, where code katas usually, so if you're doing them alone, to practice my skill of whatever refactoring or test practice it is. But if you do it in a mobbing type style, it really helps practice that navigation role, because since you keep doing it again and again, it's not so scary as opposed to navigating a new problem that no one's ever seen before, right? And so it can help break the ice a little bit for a team. And so I've definitely seen a lot of benefit to doing mob katas or randoris. Mm-hmm. Did I say that right?
Yeah, randoris.
I'm always scared to say the word.
Yeah, so there's katas, randoris, and katas and randoris are essentially the same thing, but that's essentially pair programming practice, but in front of a number of your peers, and you kind of rotate through.
Yeah.
A coding dojo, on the other hand, is multiple people working at multiple stations, and that might be you work on the same problem, but you change the language at each station, and then you rotate. That's more of a pair programming exercise because you have to learn and then navigate. You know, learn while driving, then navigate to teach, sort of thing, on a regular basis. And so that shift happens. But going back to the rear admiral role or the navigating the navigator role, it's really a important skill to develop, especially when you're onboarding new mobbers.
Yeah.
And I think some of the main things to pay attention to is speak only to the navigator, don't speak to the driver. Other things like draw out a solution, then from that drawing, basically whisper to the navigator how they would follow that drawing, and don't give that information to the rest of the team. Everybody then gets to practice being driver, navigator, mobber, etc. in those situations.
Yeah, and one way I've done this, not necessarily from the seat of navigating too much, but we had done a refactoring several times, and I'd seen enough times either driving or watching someone else do it. And the person in the mob who definitely knew how to do the refactoring, I just said, hey, I'm going to try to navigate this one.
Yeah.
And so, and I'll be like, and I would turn to him every once in a while. Did I say that right? Did I do that right? You know, and he would be checking. And then when he saw me struggling, he'd whisper something to me like, well, maybe try to refactor it smaller, and that way you'll see what's wrong. And, you know, so it's a great way to coach and help level up other mobbers.
Yeah.
And it's a great thing to try out, to ask someone else to navigate you as you navigate the driver.
Yeah. And especially in a situation where you could be on the other side of it, right? You could be not navigating throughout the day and somebody else is navigating all the time.
Right.
This would be a great place to explain the role to them and explain the axiom of the, you know, mean time speaking.
Yes.
And then from there, then encourage them to navigate you to then navigate the driver.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool. You want to do the next one?
Yeah, let's move on.
All right.
We're running out of space.
Need more wall.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna grab the, let's do the sponsor.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that role. So why does that one speak out to you?
It speaks out to me because it's just so core to a healthy team in general, and especially a healthy mob, is really the goal is not to lift yourself up, but to lift others up, right? And there's a lot of ways to do that. And we were actually interacting with some of you guys on Twitter about, you know, someone retweeted Woody, where he's basically saying, I find my mob does better when I shut up sometimes, you know, or something like that. But, you know, it's just really looking for strengths in others and looking for ways to make others shine. Celebrate successes come to mind. Was there anything else I was missing in the
RPG? Yeah, I think that covers the RPG. And I think the sponsor, a big portion of it segues beautifully from the Rear Admiral, because this is just what we were talking about, basically saying, you know, I'm navigating all the time, and maybe somebody else has an idea that could then be internalized into the code, but people didn't hear them, maybe sponsoring them. And so I think the thing that I really like about the sponsor role is that you're listening for people that don't get listened to often. And paying special attention to that, because sometimes people might be quiet, or they might suggest something, or maybe they haven't talked in a while and no one has looked to them for an opinion. And so the sponsor is somebody that goes and seeks out that voice that doesn't get heard as often as others.
Right.
And so, you know, if you're thinking about navigating the navigator as a way to help balance out the mob from your own navigation rate, then the sponsor might be somebody that's looking to balance the navigation of the mob from a one step removed position. So maybe somebody's navigating too much, somebody else is navigating too little, and providing opportunities for navigation. And so I think one thing that we didn't say explicitly with the navigator role is that people could be, you don't necessarily need to have one navigator for a set amount of time. Sometimes navigation bounces back and forth between the people that have the ideas.
Yeah.
And so you might help that transition to a different navigator. I think that's a really important thing to pay attention to.
Yeah, and actually I just saw this in action real recently. We were encountering a problem, and you know, as you do with problems, you start brainstorming. What if we try this? What if we try this? What if we try this? And someone said something, and for whatever reason, it's probably because I spoke loud last and was the loudest, we started going down my path. And I was going to say something, but then someone else said it too. They're like, oh, well, so-and-so just had an idea. And I'm like, you're right, that one is probably a better idea. Let's do that. You know what I mean? And so it's just
sounds great.
Paying attention to a bunch of ideas are shouted out, but you know, did we really consider them all? Or did we just kind of blow past to the loudest voice? And so, you know, I think it's hearing the unheard voice or making the unheard voice heard. Yeah, that's very important. And it also could be a fun role. I've enjoyed celebrating successes, right? Like, you know, it could be a very serious, radical candor moment where you're someone, you're like, you know, we did this and this was really good for these specific reasons. It's going to impact, you know, the business in this way. It's going to be, you know, hit the bottom line. Or it can be more, you know, fun, like, hey, high five, we just solved it. Or, hey, that was an awesome refactoring. And you pass out stickers. You know, it can be as silly or as fun as you want with it. But it can really add levity to the mob and also, you know, encourage good things, you know, encourage positivity.
Just finding ways to recognize contributions, and celebrating successes, and all of those things are really important to pay attention to in this role.
All right.
Yep.
Well, I think we're almost out of time, so I think we'll call. Any more to add to the sponsor? You think that's good for now?
I think that's it.
Awesome. So we'll put the sponsor in the done spot. And that's still... Oh, I can get it off
the wall. That'll wrap us up.
Okay, got it off the wall.
Yep.
All right, so we still got many more roles to come. The automationist, Chris's favorite, is still in the queue. So, and my favorite, probably the nose. So much more to talk about in the next episode of the Mob Mentality Show. But until next time, have a good one.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.